Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
What are you?
I'm a vampire.
You told me about your ex, Catherine. She broke your heart.
It was a long time ago.
How do we look exactly alike? I don't want you seeing Elena anymore. If you don't remove her from your life, I will kill everyone that she loves. She wants us to fight. She wants to get between us.
She already has Elena.
Catherine, we're gonna have so much fun together.
The Lockwoods are werewolves.
The werewolf gene runs in the Lockwood family.
Tried to kill a werewolf and failed. I feel like I'm not living up to my best self.
Now you made an enemy.
Tell me what triggers the curse.
You have to kill somebody.
Night, a lively street, Emerald Coast, Florida, 1 year ago, Mason Lockwood's at a bar.
That's it for me.
You got it. Night.
Mason pays the bartender and heads out. A young fair-haired guy downs his drink and follows him out into the night. He walks up behind him and shoves hard.
Mason! Whoa! Hey, Jimmy, easy. Let's get you home.
And screw you!
I know about you and Marla.
What are you talking about?
You've had too much to drink. Let's...
Dude, what's up? It's me, Mason. I'm not messing with Marla, you know that.
Jimmy swings at Mason, who grabs him by the throat.
You don't want to do this, buddy. I'm gonna kill you!
Having floored Mason, Jimmy straddles him and punches him viciously. Mason smashes him to the ground.
Jimmy!
Mason shakes him. Jimmy's eyes are blank and his body inert. Tyler Lockwood.
You killed him?
He kept coming at me.
He got in his head that I was sleeping with his girlfriend. Well, were you?
No. I wouldn't do that. He was my friend. He was drunk and attacked me. It was self-defense.
Then it triggered the curse.
Flashback. Mason looks at Jimmy with wolf-like eyes.
On every full moon, I lose control. If I don't sedate myself and chain myself down, I'll kill anything in my path. You have to be careful. All it takes is an accident, a car wreck, any death at your hands, and you'll have a lifetime of this. You don't want it, Tyler, trust me.
Dark-haired, handsome Tyler, about 18, looks troubled. The Vampire Diaries.
All right, where's the moonstone? Deal's a deal. I answered your questions.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I'm guessing it's in here. My dad, he was very kooky about his hiding spots, but I figured most of them out over the years.
Mason, Tyler's uncle, follows him across the opulent room. Tyler squats down, pulls back a rug, and removes a panel from the floor. There's a safe underneath.
It's all yours.
Mason searches.
Are you gonna tell me what's so important about this rock or what?
I told you, it's just something I want. Sentimental value.
Yeah, I'm not really buying that. Why do you really want it?
Do you know where it is or not?
No, I figured it'd be in here, man.
Jeremy and Elena Gilbert.
Can't believe Tyler Lockwood's a werewolf.
We're not sure about that yet. The only thing we know for sure is that Mason Lockwood is.
Should be easy enough for us to figure out.
There is no us. I said that I wouldn't keep things from you anymore. That doesn't mean that I want you involved in it.
By definition of being in this family, I'm involved.
This is dangerous, Jeremy. You have to stay out of it, okay?
All right. Just saying.
Jeremy, her younger brother, sets off. She opens a closet and takes out a jacket. Stefan Salvatore's behind the door. She jumps.
Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you.
He walks up to kiss her, but she goes over to shut her bedroom door. She comes back and gives him a smoochy kiss.
Hi.
You ready for today?
No. Well, I hate fighting with you, even if it's fake.
I know, but if Catherine thinks that we're fighting, then she'll think that she's winning, and that keeps her from following through on her threats.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it any easier. Neither does knowing that Caroline will be there reporting everything back to her.
Hey, everything's gonna be okay. Yes, we have to keep up this rused for a little while, but it's the best way to keep Catherine from hurting anybody, from hurting you.
Just promise me that you won't get her way with us. We can fake a fight. We can pretend that her threats are tearing us apart. But none of it's real, okay?
Okay, how about this? Today, when we're fighting, if I say, I can't do this anymore, Elena, what I really mean is that I love you.
And when I say, fine, Stefan, whatever, really means I love you too.
They kiss again. Caroline's mum, Elizabeth Forbes, carries a box into the hall. Caroline looks on.
Are you off today?
The Historical Society volunteer picnic is today. You're the one who signed me up.
I know. I just assumed you'd bail.
Nope. I'm going to spend the whole day with my daughter.
You're going to pretend to be a mother.
I'll bring my gun if it gets rough. Come on, give me one day. I've been buried in work mode. I've barely seen you.
Well, be warned, I'm in a mood.
Goody for me. What was Elena doing here so late last night?
Elena wasn't... Yes, Elena was here. She just needed to talk. Her and Stefan are going through a rough patch.
Is everything okay with you?
I'm fine.
It's just lately you've seemed different.
I'm not different, I'm fine.
I know you think I don't notice these things, but I do. What's going on with you?
You know, there's pretending to be mother, and then there's reality. Let's not push our luck, okay?
Elizabeth looks hurt as Caroline walks off. People are gathered in the woods working. A sign reads Mystic Falls Historical Society Volunteer Day.
This is all part of the Historical Society's continuing efforts to give back to the community. Thanks to the generous donation of the Feld family, we are now standing on the site of our newest public park. Thank you to everyone who has shown up today to lend a helping hand. Thanks.
Mason's unloading stuff from the back of his 4x4 when slender, dark-haired Stefan walks up.
Stefan, right? The other Salvatore.
Nice one. One offering an apology.
Not interested.
Look, my brother acted impulsively.
You think?
You and Damon keep at each other's throats. Somebody innocent is going to get hurt, and I don't want that. You have family here, so can't imagine you'd want that either. So what do you say we just quit the whole alpha male fighting thing and just call it a truce?
I made that same offer to your brother. He turned it down with a knife.
He made a mistake, and I'm here to make sure that neither one of you make another one.
Tell your brother to watch his back.
Stefan stops him walking off.
Well, I'm guessing that he only has to worry about that during a full moon. Otherwise, you're not as strong. Am I right? Or you would have killed Damon by now. It's one of you. It's two of us. I think you're the one that needs to watch us back.
They lock eyes for a moment and Mason looks reflective.
If he comes at me,
he won't.
Stefan holds out his hand and after a moment, they shake. Stefan's brother, Damon, suddenly appears over Stefan's shoulder. He looks suspicious.
What are you doing?
Negotiating peace on your behalf.
I don't want peace.
Oh, consider it opposite day.
Stefan, please tell me you don't seriously think a handshake will solve our problem.
No, actually, I think that the first chance Mason Lockwood gets, he's going to drive a stake through your heart and then through mine. All because you took it upon yourself to try to kill him. So thank you, because we don't have enough problems.
Stefan walks off. Jeremy's at a table in a bar. At another table, Tyler checks his phone. Sarah's playing pool, then looks over at Jeremy with an appreciative smile.
When did Jeremy Gilbert get so cute? Oh no, stay away, that guy's damaged goods.
Bonnie Bennett turns around to look. Jeremy goes up to Tyler.
Hey man, how've you been?
Since when?
I don't know, I haven't seen you much since your father's funeral. I just figured that maybe you'd want...
I'm fine, Gilbert.
Yeah, okay.
Jeremy makes to leave.
Wait, hold up. I'm sorry. Bad day, bad month.
Listen, you were cool that day. At the wake?
Thanks for that. Felt like I'm a freak show.
Yeah, well, I know the feeling well. What are you doing here?
Distracting myself.
Hey,
Thanks for the text. Where to?
My place. My mom's gone all day. Empty house, fully stocked bar.
Margaritas?
Sure. You in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Let's do it.
They leave. Elizabeth Forbes at the Mystic Falls Volunteer Day.
Oh, thanks, Mason.
Hey, Sheriff, you got a second?
I'm out of uniform. Let's go with Liz.
All right, Liz. I was hoping to talk to you about the council.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you and the other founding families have a secret council.
If that were true, then you'd know it's a secret and isn't discussed with non-council members.
I know I rejected all that, but it's only because I wanted a life outside of this town, not because I was a non-believer. Look, I know vampires exist, and you have two of them living right under your nose.
Really?
Yeah.
Who would they be?
Damon and Stefan Salvatore.
That's impossible. I know Damon Salvatore. Do you know what he's done for this town?
I know it's a lot to digest.
No. I have watched him kill vampires. He's an ally. He's part of the council.
Think about it. When did the vampire attacks begin? When Damon and Stefan Salvatore moved to town?
They walk in the sun, Mason.
They've evolved. It's not 1864. They figured it out, Liz.
No. Damon Salvatore is my friend.
Mason sees the brothers walking by.
What if I can prove it to you?
She turns to glance at them.
So, suddenly, she's in the running for Mother of the Year. Just when I'm trying to avoid her the most. I'm babbling. You don't want to hear all this.
Oh, sorry. Then what happened?
Well, I was a bitch. Which is par for the course with us.
Caroline glances at Elena.
So, how are things with you and Stefan? Anything?
No, not since the fight. He's been pushing me away because he thinks that Catherine might get jealous enough to hurt me. I just don't know how to change his mind.
You said that Catherine's dangerous. And maybe he's got a point.
Yeah, I know that she's dangerous. And I know that he's just trying to protect me, but it feels like giving up. And I just what? I just thought that we were stronger than that.
Caroline shrugs. Damon goes up to Liz in the food area.
Hey, I saw you with Mason earlier. What was that about?
Oh, I just asked him to help with the cleanup in the woods.
That's what I'm here for. Put me to work. Should I go help him?
Oh, no. You know what? I'm sure he's fine.
Are you okay, Liz? You seem really upset.
It's Caroline. We had a moment.
Is there anything I can do?
No, Damon. Thank you. It's just horrible parenting skills paying off in spades.
He watches her with narrowed eyes as she walks away. Elena's painting a wooden pillar with Caroline looking on. She glances over at Stefan working nearby. Caroline notices.
Uh-oh. Longing looks are being exchanged.
I'm gonna go talk to him.
No, you know, Elena, I think it's a bad idea.
Elena strides away as Caroline watches. Damon comes over to her.
It's her problem.
Don't worry about it.
Why are you being such a bitch to your mom?
Don't worry about it.
She watches Elena and Stefan.
Do you still care about Catherine?
Don't do this. Please don't turn this into something that it's not.
So this isn't up for discussion. That's what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that this isn't up for discussion right now because we have ears on us.
Damon can hear from some distance away.
Okay, when?
I don't know.
I saw her, Stefan. It's like we're the same person. How could you hate her and be in love with me?
You're reaching. I'm not Damon.
How about we don't bring Damon into this right now?
You know what? I can't do this anymore, Elena.
Fine. Stefan. Whatever.
Relationships are about communication.
Caroline shoots Damon a glance and walks off after Elena. At Tyler's place, the girls are dancing. The boys look on with their drinks. Bonnie to Tyler.
Hey, where's mine?
I've had it.
Thanks for having us over. I think Sarah's got a thing for Jeremy.
Well, good for Sarah.
Look, I'm really embarrassed about slutting it up with you that day at the swimming hole. I'm really not like that, I promise you.
No need to apologize.
Friends?
Yeah, sure.
Sarah and Jeremy are in the other room. There's a sketch pad in his backpack.
Can I see?
No way.
I want to see.
Yeah, let's see. What's Van Gogh got going on?
Okay, yeah, check it out.
Ooh, scary demon wolf thing.
She flips the pages of Jeremy's drawings of werewolf-like creatures. Jeremy watches Tyler's face. Tyler looks disturbed.
What's this about?
Just some sketches you still draw, Tyler?
A little, but not much. You know, I've got something that I'm actually working on. Come on, I'll show you.
Yeah, okay, sure.
I mean, it's...
You need a drink.
It's special. It's pretty much amateur hour over here.
I don't know, I've seen your stuff before. It's great.
It's on the desk.
In another room, Tyler shuts the door. Jeremy looks for the drawings.
I don't really see it anymore.
Tyler grabs him.
What are those pictures about, huh? I can't breathe. Answer me. Why? Why wolf pictures? Because I know.
Tyler lets go and stands back.
You know what? You know what, Jeremy?
I know what you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, Mason. Working hard.
Doing my part.
I heard you talk to Stefan.
Nice guy.
Yeah, a lot nicer than me.
Well, nice is overrated.
That's what I think.
You have a good day, Damon.
Stefan approaches Damon.
Please tell me that you were just bonding.
So what's up with this faux drama in your relationship?
What are you talking about?
Oh, come on, Stefan. You and Elena don't fight. Especially not over me.
Drop it, Damon.
With pleasure.
Would you like some lemonade?
Thank you, sweetie.
Damon takes a sip and splurts it out.
What's wrong with you? Mermaid!
A few tables away, Liz watches Damon choking. Elena sitting on a rock by a stream. She looks unhappy. Caroline comes over and sits down next to her. She watches her for a moment.
You okay? Nope. You know, maybe it's for the best. It's not for the best, Caroline. None of this is for the best. I'm sorry. Okay, I don't mean to take it out on you. You're just being a good friend. No, I'm not. I'm not being a good friend at all.
Caroline spots her mum on the phone.
Is she leaving? Where's my mom going?
Look, I can't talk here. Just get Jess and meet me down the hill at the entrance. And bring it. Yes, we need it.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I just have something.
You mean work? I mean, you surprised me. You last longer than 5 minutes.
It's important.
It always is.
I'm sorry.
Liz walks off. Elena comes up to Caroline.
What's going on? I don't know. Something's up.
Damon strides about in the refreshment area. He swigs some water and spits it out.
I'm gonna kill him.
No, hey, no, listen.
Nice. Sit.
I'm not listening to any more of your dick piece of jazz crap.
He's dead.
Okay. I don't like it. He's making threats. He could expose us. We need to put him down.
All right, let's do it. Woods. Trash duty. Come on.
Where are you going? What's going on? I need to be able to hear better. Hear what? Something's wrong, Elena. Caroline.
Caroline and Elena are in a raised wooded area. Caroline shuts her eyes and listens carefully. In a clearing, Damon and Stefan close in on Mason.
I don't look so surprised. You knew this was inevitable. Go ahead. Run. I'll give you a head start.
Mason hits the ground.
Oh, God. What is it? Stefan and Damon. What?
Thank you, Mason.
Liz and two deputies appear with guns. Liz sticks a needle into Stefan and Damon, who've been hit. They're sprawled out on the ground.
How do you know about all this?
My Uncle John left this old diary lying around. It was written by a crazy Gilbert ancestor who wrote about this curse that ran in your family.
Curse about what?
Werewolves. It's crazy, right? But then the Matt was attacked by a wolf under a full moon, and your uncle had just gotten back to town. It was too weird. Is it true?
About my uncle? Yeah.
But you're not?
A wolf? I'm sorry, werewolf? No. I mean, not yet. You know, hell, just saying that out loud, I sound insane.
No, I don't think so. But then again, I always did believe in the crazy stuff.
According to my uncle, you have to trigger the curse. Somebody has to die at your hands, like murder or an accident. I basically have to cause death and then, boom, next full moon, I'm howling on all fours.
Was that why he came back to tell you all this?
Yeah, right. He had to tell me. I caught him. He's not here for me.
Tyler reaches into his pocket.
He's here for this.
The Moonstone. The deputies carry Damon and Stefan. Mason guides them. They go down to an underground tunnel in the woods.
Careful. The wooden bullets and vervain won't keep him down for long. What is this place?
Old slave quarters from the original Lockwood house.
Thank you, Mason. I appreciate all you've done. We got it from here.
Hey, you're gonna kill him, right?
Yes. That's why you should go. And here's the council, not the law. You can't be a party to this. It's for your own protection.
Liz, I don't care about...
Yes, but I do, and I'm not asking. Goodbye, Mason.
Her gun's pointing at Stefan and Damon. Mason turns to leave, then pauses.
Don't take any chances.
He heads out. Liz nods to her deputies, and they take aim. Caroline and Elena are running through the woods.
What is it? They've been here.
Caroline kneels on the ground.
What?
She finds blood on some leaves. Mason turns up.
What are you two doing out here?
Have you seen Stefan?
Yeah, Elaine, I've seen him. Seen Damon, too.
Well, where are they?
You don't need me for that. I'll let your friend here sniff them out. Does your mother know what you are? I'm happy to tell her.
He grabs Elena.
Don't be stupid.
Neck's not easy around here.
Oh, I can take you.
Want to bet?
Yeah, I do. Told ya.
Caroline grabs his throat, knees him, and hurls him against a tree.
Come on.
The girls run off, leaving Mason on the ground. Underground, Damon stirs. Liz stands over him with her gun and fires at his leg.
This is how it's gonna work. Answer me and you don't get shot, understand? How many of you are there?
Please.
She shoots him in the other leg.
How did you fool us? How do you walk in the sun?
She fires into Stefan's body.
I will drag this out painfully.
But you're my friend.
Our friendship was a lie. Answer me and I'll kill you fast.
Up above, the girls are by the tunnel entrance.
What is that?
Caroline tunes in.
He's not going to tell us anything. Kill them both.
Caroline. Caroline, what is it?
My mom. She's killing them.
What? No, Elena,
we have to stop her.
No, I can't. Elena, she's going to find out about me. Elena!
Elena runs down the steps.
Let's do this. Each with a stake in the heart, then burn them both. Check it out.
One of the deputies goes to check where the sound came from.
Elena, what are you doing?
You can't kill them. I'm not going to let you.
What was that?
Who else is with you?
What's that?
Something flashes around the room. Caroline flings herself at the deputy and bites into his neck. The other deputy fires, hitting his colleague. Caroline smashes him to the ground. Liz looks horrified when Caroline walks towards her with blood around her mouth.
Hi, Mom.
Stefan's come round. Elena comforts him. Damon's drinking a deputy's blood. He crawls round to Elena and Stefan on all fours. Liz is sitting in the middle of the room. She seems stunned. Caroline sits on the steps nearby.
You need to drink some deputy blood.
Oh, no. I'll be fine, and it's going to take a little bit longer.
Damon's right. You know, if there's ever time to break your diet, he said he didn't want it. Okay?
This is the most unfortunate situation. Two deputies dead. And you. What am I going to do with you?
He's staring at Liz.
You won't tell anyone, will you?
Liz turns to Caroline with a look of despair.
Mom? Mom? Please. Look, I know that we don't get along and that you hate me, but I'm your daughter and you'll do this for me, right? Mom, please. He will kill you.
Then kill me.
No.
I can't take this. Kill me now.
Damon looms over Liz.
But you were gonna drag it out so painfully.
No!
Damon, don't!
Damon, please!
Relax, guys. No one's killing anybody.
He's got hold of Liz.
You're my friend. We gotta clean this up.
Jeremy.
What is it?
It's a moonstone. I looked it up online. It's a natural rock that they're supposed to have all sorts of supernatural legends attached to them.
Why didn't you give it to him?
Because he wants it. I'm a dick that way. It's important to him for some reason, but I don't trust the guy. So I'm not just gonna hand it to him.
Found you. Hey, you guys are missing all the drinking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you two having a moment? Oh.
No, we're good.
Hey, what is that?
It's... Whoa, hey.
Pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's not play with the rock.
Well, come and get it.
Look, I'll play along for a little bit, but seriously, give it back.
Looky here. You snooze, you lose.
Having grabbed the moonstone, Sarah runs upstairs with it. Tyler goes after her.
And you're lucky you're cute when you're drunk.
I want Jeremy to come get it.
Give me a break.
Oh, Sarah, don't be a bad drunk. Jeremy, come upstairs with me. See how bad a drunk I can be.
I'm good, thanks.
Well, seriously, just kill me. This isn't funny. All right,
hey,
easy,
that hurts.
Easy there. Just what? Let go.
Hey, that hurts.
Sarah loses her footing and falls downstairs.
Sarah!
Oh, my God. Sarah! Sarah!
She fell.
She's not moving. Oh, my God. Fooled you. You pushed me down the stairs.
Look, he didn't mean it, okay? You got her?
Yeah.
Jeremy helps her up. Tyler's on the stairs. He looks shocked. Night, Elena opens the door to Caroline.
Hey, sorry that took forever. I just didn't know how long my mom was going to be here.
Damon says it'll take 3 days tops for the vervain to leave her system. Maybe even sooner.
Hey. Get some bunny in ya?
Yeah, feeling much better. Thank you.
A stomach bug. Yeah, it came on fast. I'll definitely be out tomorrow. Or longer. I'll text you. Yeah. Good night.
Thank you.
It's not exactly the Ritz, but it's secure.
Brought you a good thread count.
And once the vervain has worked its way out of your system, I will compel you. You will forget everything, and you will be a free woman.
Keep Caroline away from me, please. I don't want to see her.
She's your daughter, Liz.
Not anymore. My daughter's gone.
You have no idea how wrong you are about that.
Caroline, Elena, and Stefan have just arrived in the tunnel and are listening round the corner. Caroline turns and walks off, and Elena follows her. Stefan goes after them, then spots a freezer cabinet and another dusty old chamber. He opens the freezer and finds a supply of blood bags with labels that read Mystic Falls Hospital. He takes one out and stares at it. Elena comes back.
Stefan, I think that we should... What are you doing?
Catherine took a little vervain every day and built up a tolerance to it. I could do the same with blood. I could learn to control myself on it.
But you can't. Stefan, you don't have to.
I almost died tonight, Elena, because I was too weak.
But the last time that you drank human blood...
I told you I'd find a way to stop Catherine, didn't I? Well, this is it. This is the only way because she's stronger than me. And unless that changes, I can't protect you.
Can we talk about this later?
He can hear us wherever we are, because he drinks this. This is the only thing that can help me.
Are you serious? Are you pretending to fight? Because I can't tell if...
No, this is real. No more pretend.
Elena looks away from him, then walks off.
Can I take you home? I can't go home. Why not? Because I'm scared. Why are you scared? Caroline, you can talk to me. Catherine's gonna be there. And she's gonna want me to tell her everything that happened today. She told me I had to spy on you and report back.
I know. And I've been so mad at you.
But then I tried to put myself in your position so that I could understand why you would do this to me and to Stefan, because he's been such a friend to you. Who did she threaten? Matt. She threatened Matt. And I'm so scared of her, Elena. I am so scared of her.
And you should be. Caroline, we all should be.
Why is she doing this? What does she want?
That's the million-dollar question.
Elena puts her arms around Caroline and rests her head on her. Mason's on the phone.
Hey, Sheriff. It's Mason Lockwood. I just want to make sure everything went okay today. I didn't see you later, and give me a call, will you?
Mason looks up and sees Tyler watching him out in the hall.
Hey.
I almost killed a girl today.
What?
It was an accident. I was being stupid. She's okay, though. But there I was. You know, just for a moment. For a split second, I hope she'd die. Look, whatever this is inside me, I don't want any part of it. I don't ever want to feel that way again. I won't. I can't.
Mason steps over to him.
I know.
They lock eyes for a moment, then Tyler looks away. He seems thoughtful, then he reaches into his pocket. He takes out the translucent, milky white oval moonstone and hands it over to Mason.
Thank you. Yeah.
His shoulders hunched, Tyler walks off. Mason feels the moonstone in his hand. Caroline's asleep on the sofa. Elena covers her with a blanket and heads out of the room. Damon comes up to her.
Caroline, sit me on the couch.
I heard. And you?
I'm going home.
She heads to the front door, then turns back.
What you did for Caroline's mom. That's the Damon who was my friend.
A hint of a smile flickers across Damon's face. Elena opens the door.
Hey. Stefan didn't drink the people blood, if you're curious. But he needs to. And deep down you know that.
Their eyes are fixed on each other, then Damon breaks the moment and walks away. I need to know. Stefan's on the sofa, his head resting on his hands.
You can come in.
Do you really think that you can control it?
I don't know.
Elena's standing behind him.
What if I don't try?
So a little bit every day?
Yeah, just a few drops of blood in my system. I think it's worth trying.
So do I. But I don't want you to do it alone.
She picks up a letter opener that's lying on a table.
What are you doing?
She punctures her hand. She holds out her palm to him and they gaze into each other's eyes. After a moment, he holds a hand to his mouth, closes his eyes, and drinks the blood. She touches his face, then kisses him. She pulls away from him and her brown eyes search his face. Then he gets closer and they have another long, smoochy kiss. A black car's parked in a clearing in the woods, its headlights flaring. Mason walks out from between the trees, goes over to it and gets in. Catherine's in the car.
I've been waiting.
Flashback to Mason kneeling by Jimmy's body in Florida.
Mason? What happened?
Jimmy attacked me.
What? Why?
He said that I hit on Marla.
Why would he think that?
Elena hugs him.
He's dead. We killed him.
Everything's gonna be okay.
It's Catherine, Elena's double. She looks at Jimmy over Mason's shoulder and smiles back in the car.
What was that stunt today that you pulled with Damon and Stefan Salvatore?
I thought you'd be happy about that.
I told you to stay away from them.
Why do you even care?
I don't want you to get distracted. I need you to find the Moonstone.
A smile spreads slowly across his face.
You got it.
I got it.
They kiss hungrily. ITFC audio description.
Hey, we are Scissor Sisters, and we are happy to let you know that we've got our very own one-night stand where we are handpicking our favorite songs to play for you
here on ITV2.
That's next on ITV2.